Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, what is up, champion? Welcome back to the show. Let's jump right into it. Well, before we jump right into it, I guess I should say so many new listeners from around the world in over 100 countries. My name's Sam Crowley. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio with my wife and my four girls. Gave the boss the middle finger back in 2005, went broke, tried it again, had a little bit of success, launched this podcast you're listening to right now. Probably would be considered one of the early pioneers of podcasting, which I guess that and a dollar gets me a cup of coffee here. Maybe not even. But anyway, the point of it is you can do the exact same thing. You just got to make a decision. All action flows from decision. And also, by the way, you are right now are a product of your best decisions that you've made so far. And that may get you really excited. That may get you really depressed. But the truth of it is you are where you are right now based on your best decisions. So if you don't like where you are, just make better decisions and then take action around those better decisions. You'll find your way. Trust me, it'll happen for you. The worst thing to do is to stay idle and watch everybody else who's not even as talented and passionate as you are succeed because you know you got it. So let's dive into it. Imagine this. All right, I want you to close your eyes. Well, don't do that if you're driving. That would not be good. But just imagine this, all right? Imagine a football team goes into the huddle, and I know we have people that listen football over in other parts of the world. It's actually what we call soccer. I'm talking about American football. Imagine a football team in the U.S. here goes into the huddle, and they get to play together, and the quarterback yells out to play, and everybody's like, yeah, one, two, three, break! And they break, and they run right back to the bench and they sit there. Isn't that stupid? I mean, you're laughing, but just think about that happening. Imagine right out of the huddle, they break. Everyone's excited. They're ready to run the play. They know they're going to have success with the play. And there's 11 people on offense, and all 11 football players, after breaking the huddle, go right back and they sit on the bench. You know what that is right there? That's most entrepreneurs, that's most people in life. That the heck with just entrepreneurship. That's most people in life. They get all excited. They get all motivated. Maybe they go to a live event. They go to a seminar. Maybe they were on a webinar. Maybe they met somebody, had coffee with somebody, had a great idea. Maybe they shared their idea with somebody, and they left, and they went and did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. And that's most people. You would not, you would, if a football team did that in a game, you would think this team's lost their mind. Like, where's the coach? What's going on? Why would they do that? And that's what I think when I see people who have amazing momentum created within an hour or a day or a week, and they're fired up, and they go and they do absolutely nothing with this amazing idea they have, or any kind of idea. An idea doesn't even have to be amazing, because that's subjective anyway. You know, what you think or I think is amazing, somebody else might not, or vice versa. What matters is that you actually have an idea and you have a pulse, you know, and you're beating yourself up for all the past mistakes that you've made. For if you're going to equate it to that sports metaphor again, you've lost before. Okay. No team goes undefeated every single year. All right. Eventually they lose. Not every team wins the Super Bowl. Not one team does not win the Super Bowl every single year. I know it feels like the Patriots do, but trust me. Okay. Tom Brady's only won 6 Super Bowls, which in our standards is absolutely incredible. But he's been in the NFL almost 20 years, okay? So he doesn't win it every single year. So you beat yourself up for every time that you've lost, every time that you've failed. Maybe you've gone through a divorce or two or three, or a business failure or two or three, or a website that crashed 1, 2, 3 times. Okay, so what do? You break the huddle and you run a play. another play that's different from the one that didn't work. You lost the game. You were all excited. You broke the huddle 40, 50 times, and you ran all those plays, and you came up, and the scoreboard said that you did not win that day. What do? You come back, and you play again the next week. That's what life is all about, man. That's why I get up every day. Do I have difficult days? Let me tell you something, man. I probably have as many, if not more, than you do, okay? And you might be, oh, but you got a podcast and you don't have a job. Okay, all right, but I still got life happening. I still got four kids. All right, I went running yesterday outside for the first time in forever. It was 60-some degrees here in Southwest Ohio, which at the beginning of February is insane. It's great. But I had this really sharp pain in my neck that happened just as a result of rolling over on my pillow wrong, okay? And then it was difficult for me to run just period because I haven't run in so long. The bottom line is I'm not comparing this to cancer or anything. So, you know, I'm not saying that I am not blessed to be able to actually get up and run and have my health. But it sucked because I know how I used to perform. I never used to have. I don't even know where this sharp pain came from. It's just temporary. But I never even used to have these aches and pains. I used to be able to run much, much faster. But I don't want to compare myself to what I used to be able to do. You know, because if I did that, I would also compare myself to times where I used to not be able to do stuff. Like if I was satisfied making 10 grand a month, I'd be like, well, you know, I used to only make 5 grand a month. Why not be able to make 100 grand a month? If that was my goal, why not 100 grand? I'm not going to say just because I've only used to make $1,000 a month, I should be happy with 5,000. No, 100 grand's a good goal. If that's a reasonable goal for you, then make it 100 grand. If $100 is a reasonable goal for you today, then start with that. But stop beating yourself up over all the losses and all the plays that didn't work in your past. That's not any good. I mean, no one's ever had success doing that. So if nobody's ever had success doing that, and we know that success leaves clues, why would we do that? Why would we do something that we know has a 100% non-success rate, and that is beating yourself up over past failures? All right, I get it. It sucks. It happened in the past. Harvest the best from it and move on. Harvest the best, forgive the rest, okay? So today, break the huddle, get excited, and then actually run the play, okay? Don't break the huddle and then go run to the bench. Most people break that huddle, they're all excited, and they never implement the idea that they had. You know, they just go, I'll come back, meet you next week, or see you on the next webinar, or see you at the next live event, or maybe this podcast is something that gets you jacked up, and you're like, oh my God, listen to Sam's show. It was great. I'm ready to go. And then what do you do? What do you do? Every show, I give you the link to my calendar. Have you set the appointment yet? Everydayissaturday.com/calendar. If you had, then we masterminded. You got some great ideas. Now go use those ideas. If you haven't, jump on the call and let's get you some great ideas so you can create momentum and go launch the movement that you want to do. But at least do something. Create momentum. Break the huddle and go actually run the play. Don't break the huddle and stand there. All right, I'm fired up, man. So I'm going to take action after this show, and I'm going to go on. I sent a great email to my list yesterday about how to make 100 grand a year as a speaker. If you did not get that email, then you need to be on my list. So just go to everydayissaturday.com, put in your name and email. You'll get a free audio called The Power of a Dream. So listen to that. It's probably 30, 40 minutes of my best stuff. But you'll be on my list. And when I send an article out like yesterday, how to make 100 grand a year as a speaker, speaking for free, by the way, speaking for free. I'm going to do another podcast just on that topic, how to make 100 grand a year as a speaker, speaking for free. All right. So I'll do that. But also you can catch the post on facebook.com/everydayissaturday. Or if you follow me on LinkedIn and we're connected there, I wrote the same article and posted it there on LinkedIn. Lots of different ways. You know what I love? My favorite platform, Instagram, @everydayissaturday. I'm always posting motivational, inspirational content on my Instagram page, and I think that will bless you. I really do. So follow me on Instagram, @everydayissaturday. That's it, folks. Let's go. Let's get after it. Break the huddle. Ready? 1, 2, 3, break. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.